This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The fashion industry is a big business. As we know, that is something we're reminded of every year about this time when Fashion Week rolls into New York City. So today in our series, The Art of Money, we are talking to a fashion blogger. Well, somebody who started out as a fashion blogger anyway at the age of 11. By 13, she was turning heads at fashion shows in New York and other places. She is 17 years old now. She is fast becoming a media powerhouse. Her name is Tavi Gevinson. Her latest project is a lifestyle website called Rookie. It's for young women. She's got a staff of about 50 people working for her. And yes, she still does have homework to do. Tavi, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Are you going to Fashion Week?
I'm not this year.
How come?
I just didn't have a reason to go this time. I don't write my fashion blog anymore. And I, of course, there are always a few shows I'd like to see. But, you do miss school and there are a bit of compromises and it costs money. And I just wasn't feeling it this time around.
Fair enough. Why did you go from writing about a lot about fashion on a blog to doing a different kind of thing with Rookie?
Well, part of it is just that I started my blog when I was 11, and I'll be 18 in a few months. So naturally, my interests have evolved as I've grown up. You know, sometimes I'd go to Fashion Week and it would be really magical and it would outweigh the fluff that we were kind of talking about, but sometimes it wouldn't. And when I started my blog, I was in middle school and I didn't really feel accepted by my peers, and I would get like bullied for my outfits. So it was like a cool little secret that then I could go to this other world and feel accepted. But, you know, then once I started high school, like I said, my interests started shifting, but I also had more of a life at home. Yeah. And so I didn't feel like I needed that outlet as much anymore.
What kind of boss are you?
I think I'm, well, our staff is really close. Like, it feels like, a real community. Right now, I'm wearing a t-shirt that we made just for our staff, not to sell on the site or anything, that says coming for your job, because it's just the most supportive group of women and a couple guys that I've ever been a part of. To me, it completely debunks any stereotype that women are competitive and catty. It's like everyone, you know, wants everyone else to do well. And also sometimes, like, we kind of have group therapy. And it's really, I wrote one of my college essays about, it was like, what's the community that shaped you the most? And I talked about all of the amazing women I work with.
My guess is what you write in your college essay isn't going to really matter. You're going to get to go where you want to go to school. But maybe that's just me. But it brings up a really good question, which is, you are what, 17, almost 18? You're a senior in high school. You are about to pass out of that zone where everybody can look at you and go, oh, man, what a talented kid.
Right.
How different is it going to be when people, when you are an actual adult, you know, and you can't get away with the whole I'm just a kid thing?
Yeah, yeah. For sure, it won't be like, she's so good for 17.
Right, gosh, she's only 17, yeah.
Yeah. And to me, that's freeing. I would love to be able to, I would love for my work to be judged on its own. I would love to be looked at as a person and not a novelty. So I really hate the how we fetishize youth and young success stories, even though I know that I'm a part of that as kind of an example of that. So I'm just eager to get away from, you know, everything I do being looked at through that lens.
On the theory that you're a pretty goal-oriented person, what are the goals that you still have that are out there?
Well, I'm really eager to graduate high school now. I'm a senior.
that's a good one.
So, yeah. And then once that happens, I can work on Rookie full-time in person with our other editors in New York. And There are kind of like boring goals, like, oh, I want to redesign the site and like raise our contributors' rates and whatever. But I don't want to share because you don't want to set yourself up for like failure, talk big or whatever. But all I will say is that I have a folder on my desktop that says World Domination. So I'll leave that there. And it's not me. It's like I want Rookie to take over the world.
Tavi Gevinson, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.